Hello and welcome to our program today. We will be studying the Bible, about the Bible. We're going to be studying about having the right attitude toward the Word of God. Thank you for being with us today, and we hope you will stay as we study this very important subject. We need to have the right attitude toward God's Word. I think we will better study it. We'll be better students of the Word of God. We will learn it better if we know why it benefits us and the blessings that we receive from studying the Word of God. My name is Richard Massey, and I preach for the Windmill Church of Christ, located 8 miles south of Weatherford, Texas. If you're ever in our area, please, please come by and see us and visit with us. Our website tells our location and our times. The website is called windmillcoc.org, and look us up there. We have sermons on that, and we have other materials on that. Now, let's talk about the Bible. Let's talk about us appreciating the Word of God. God wants us to know His Word. 2 Timothy 2:15, every Bible student ought to know this verse. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to be studying the Bible. And there's another verse in 2 Peter 3 and verse 18 that says, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're told to study the Bible. We're told to grow in knowledge. And therefore, you have to use your Bible to do that. That's why we have Bible class at each congregation. That's why we have preaching at each congregation. We will have gospel meetings. We will have vacation Bible schools. We will have summer Bible camps. And on, we have lectureships. What's that all about? That's about people who appreciate the value of the Word of God. Jesus said, and here's really a benefit and a important factor about God's Word. Jesus told the devil in Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. God spoke words, and it's written down in the Bible. In 66 books of the Bible, we have God's Word, 39 books of the Old Testament and 27 books of the New Testament. Those are the words of God, and God wants us to live by those words. We're a dual being. We have an outward man and we have an inward man. In 2 Corinthians 4:16, it says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. We need spiritual food for the inward man. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And this is what he was talking about. Your outward man needs meals every day. Well, our inward man needs the same. And we're studying a very important subject of the Bible, and there's a reason for our study of having the right attitude toward the Bible. And the attitude that we're going to talk about is one of appreciation. We need to appreciate the Bible. And it's an eternal reason, is because it's by the Bible that we will get to heaven. Now, why should we appreciate the Bible? Because it is God's Word. It is a book written by the most unique being in all of the world, God. There's only one God. He's written only one book, and it's called the Bible. No one can even come close to being on an equality with God. And God has written a book, and He's written it so that we can go to heaven. And we need to appreciate that book. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. beginning with verse number 9. It says, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." God has prepared some things. But guess where we learn about those things? We learn about them in the Bible. Verse 10, "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." The Holy Spirit brought God's word. And this is how he obtained it. He searched the deep things of God. In your Bible, you have the deep things of God. That's beautiful. It's beautiful. Verse 11 uses a little reasoning. "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God." God has revealed his word through his Spirit. His Spirit is able to search him, just like your spirit, just like your inward man. He knows what's in your heart. He knows what you're thinking. And verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 2 says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world." No, that's not what's in the Bible. "But the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." God has revealed them through his Spirit, and he wants us to know these things. Verse 13, "Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth." The Bible didn't come from man and man's wisdom, "but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." That's an amazing passage right there. Wish we had more time to delve into it. But God's word is verbally inspired. God's word is entirely inspired of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit got these things right from the mind of God. He not only got the things of God, he got the deep things of God, the wonderful things of God, the blessed information from God. That's what's in our Bible. Deep things from the mind of God revealed to us by his Holy Spirit. Now, God is so incredible, and yet God can communicate to us so clearly. Now, some people say they can't understand the Bible, but let's read a few verses and see if you can't understand them. In Ephesians chapter 5, we read this in verse 17. "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." God says we can understand his will, that we're not to be ignorant, but we're to be wise, and we're to understand the will of the Lord. Now, Paul would also write in this same book, the book of Ephesians, and we're talking about appreciating God's word. We need to appreciate it because it's been revealed by the Spirit of God. We need to appreciate it because it's the deep things of God. It's things that God has prepared for us, and he's revealed them to us by his Spirit. But these are things that we can read and understand. We just read Ephesians 5 and 17. It says to understand what the will of the Lord is. You can understand it. Now in Ephesians 3, listen to this. Let's begin in verse 1. "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to youward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery as I wrote in few words." God, through it by his Spirit, made known his mystery to Paul, and Paul wrote it down, and you can read about it here in the book of Ephesians. Then he says this incredible statement in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 4. I wrote it down in few words, he says in verse 3. And then he tells us why in verse 4. "Whereby when you read, you may also understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. The Spirit revealed these things. Inspired men wrote it down on paper. And it was copied and copied. And men were supposed to read the writings on the paper, which is called Scripture, so that they could understand what was revealed to the apostles. And here's what God revealed to them in verse 6. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Paul says, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. You can understand the Bible. God's got an incredible mind. God is vastly intelligent and wise and just above a genius level. God's above that. But he had his Spirit reveal his will to holy men. And those holy men were moved by the Spirit to write down God's will. And what has been written down, Paul says, you can read it and you can understand it. Isn't that beautiful that the great God in heaven can communicate very well with us? You know, the Bible is not written in a code, as some people aver. It's not written in a code. It's not difficult. Who in the world cannot understand the very first verse of the Bible, Genesis 1 and 1? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Who cannot understand that simple statement? God is in the beginning. God made the heavens and the earth. He's revealed his will to us. That's beautiful. Furthermore, we are to appreciate the Bible not only because the Spirit has revealed it to us in a way that we can understand it, but he reveals important things about God, how God created the heavens and the earth. And you know, God created the heavens and the earth in 6 literal days. Genesis 1 shows that. Exodus 20, 9 through 11 shows us that. And so God created the earth, created it in 6 literal days. And I love the Bible in that it explains God. God's a complicated being. But listen to Exodus 34, beginning in verse number 5. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children, under the first and the fourth generation. And you know, Moses understood what he said. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. Why would Moses fall down and worship if he couldn't understand what God just said? I'm glad that God has told us about his creation. God has given us a book. God's given us a book that was written down on paper and we can understand it. That the Bible is not a complicated book, so complicated that we can't understand it. That's not what the Bible is. The Bible says that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. 1 John 5, 1 and verse 5. God is eternal. Psalm 90 and verse 2. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. We can understand the Bible. It's amazing and wonderful. We need to appreciate that. God hasn't written it in difficult terms. We can understand the Bible when it talks about man's problem, and man's problem is the problem of sin. When God announced to Joseph that his espoused bride of Mary was going to have a child, he told Joseph this, that she shall bring forth a child, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us, and that they should call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I can understand that, you can too. Christ came to deal with man's problem, and man's problem is sin. When John the Baptist saw Jesus coming to him, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." The Bible says in Hebrews 2 and verse 9, we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, that he might taste of death for every man. We can understand that. And it talks about God. It talks about his Son. And we're thankful, so very thankful that we have these words. Words from the mind of God. Words from him written on paper so that we can read it and understand it. Isn't that beautiful? And Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. John 8 and 31. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Isn't that beautiful? That God has told us about himself. He's told us about the creation of the world. He's told us about his Son, Jesus. He has told us that Jesus has come to deal with our problem, and our problem is sin. We need to appreciate the Bible and all that it says unto us. But we also need to appreciate it because in it we find the information that talks about what lies ahead, what's coming, what's up ahead of us. Well, the book of Revelation reveals what's up ahead of us. In Revelation chapter 20, here's what's coming. And I'd like to read a few verses from the book of Revelation because this is telling us what is coming. I love the Bible. We need to appreciate that it tells us what is coming. In Revelation 20 and verse 10, and the devil that deceived him was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Beloved, this is what's coming. The Bible speaks of a devil. And this devil is going to be cast into an eternal lake of fire and be tormented and punished forever and ever. He's our enemy. He causes people to sin. But verse 11 goes on to talk about future events. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. What lies ahead? The coming of Christ and the destruction of the world. What's going to happen then? And I saw the dead, small and great. In other words, rich men, great politicians and diplomats, the great are going to be there. The poor, the small, the everyday guy, he's going to be there. Both small and great stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. This is what's coming in the future. We need to appreciate the Bible in that it tells us and warns us and informs us of what's going to happen. And then it says, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. This is not the only place where the Bible teaches this, but I'm glad that it teaches us what is ahead. Now verse 14 says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life, was cast into the lake of fire. I'm glad the Bible tells us what is coming. A judgment day is coming. God's going to reckon with everyone, even the devil, and he's going to cast those who were disobedient to him into a lake of fire. But what about the redeemed? What about the saved? Well, verse 1 of chapter 21, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." How beautiful. "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." I'm glad the Bible tells us what lies ahead. Furthermore, it tells us the end or the doom of the wicked. Revelation 21 and 8. "But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers," that's fornicators, "and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns or burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." I'm glad the Bible tells us what's coming. That's coming. We need to appreciate the Bible. We need to appreciate it because it can make us wise. It can bring us salvation. And whether we like it or not, it tells us that we're only here for a short time, and that's so true. All of the Bible is true. And in the Bible, we learn what is right and what is wrong. And we learn about God, and we learn about our souls, and we learn either to obey or not obey God, and what will happen in both cases. This is the purpose of the Bible. And we need to appreciate the Bible for all that it presents to us in this valuable information. It tells us how to worship God. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I'm glad it tells us that. It tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. "In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth understanding shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." I'm glad the Bible says that. That brings comfort to our hearts. Psalm 23 is one of the greatest chapters of comfort you can find. "When trouble comes, when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death," we have trouble. The Bible says, "We'll fear no evil, for thou art with me." Isn't that comforting? "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Isn't that beautiful? We need to greatly and deeply appreciate the Word of God. We need to study the Word of God. You can't appreciate something you don't know. You don't know the treasures of the Bible. And so we need to study and study our Bibles and study it some more. I know that I do. I need to study more. Thank you for tuning in, friends. Thank you for being interested in the Word of God. Let's have respect for the Bible. Let's have appreciation for the Bible. Let's realize that God gave us His Word so that we could study and learn and grow in the matters that we've been talking about the coming judgment day. We can learn about that. Thank you for tuning in. We're so happy that you're listening to the Gospel Radio Network. We pray that you'll continue to listen to it, continue to be edified and strengthened and informed about the great plan of salvation of God. Thank you for tuning in. We hope to see you next time. This is Richard Massey saying so long and have a great day.